I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The UN Human Rights Chief is urging the Trump administration to end new policies separating migrant children from their parents after entering the United States from Mexico. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Zaid Raed Al Hussein says the new policies have affected nearly 2,000 children in the last 6 weeks. His view is that it's unconscionable that any country would seek to deter parents from migrating by inflicting such abuse on children. Zaid, a Jordanian prince, also decried concerns about other nations, including Syria, Myanmar, North Korea, and India and Pakistan-controlled parts of Kashmir. He denounced the lack of access provided by UN member states to rights investigators, noting China has accumulated 15 pending requests in the last 5 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And Europe's latest immigration crisis was at least temporarily diffused Monday, as German Chancellor Angela Merkel said she would hold talks with neighboring countries on migration issues after hardliners in her conservative governing bloc gave her a 2-week deadline to tighten asylum rules. And this week, Malta and Italy refused to accept migrants of 600 men, women, and children, mostly from Africa. Our MIT University Europe scholar, Benoit Kampmark, spoke with the VOA about a planned Tuesday meeting between the leaders of France and Germany about immigration issues.
Both countries are facing problems on that front, too, particularly Germany, because Angela Merkel's government is divided in terms of how to respond to this. The German interior minister is particularly at odds with his chancellor on the subject of dealing with refugee intakes and the regulation behind it.
And Spain will offer migrants humanitarian stays of 45 days. This is VOA News. Officials in Seoul are reacting cautiously to the expected suspension of U.S.-South Korea military exercises, but an influential presidential advisor sees it as an important step in the North Korea denuclearization process that is beginning to take shape. An announcement could come this week to put on hold the major joint exercises that entail bringing in troops, fighter jets, warships, and other military assets from the U.S. bases around the world. That's according to the South Korean Yonhap News Agency, quoting unnamed government sources. German authorities have arrested the chief executive of Volkswagen's Audi division. That's Robert or Rupert Stadler. He was arrested Monday as part of an investigation about cars Audi sold in Europe that are believed to have been equipped with software that turned emissions controls off during regular driving. Last week, Munich prosecutors raided Stadler's home on suspicion of fraud and improprieties on documents. Europe is dealing with a humanitarian crisis with 600 men, women, and children, again, mostly from Africa, attempting to settle in after rescue ships docked on the port of Valencia, Spain. Right-wing lawmaker Iván Duque won Colombia's presidential election Sunday, promising to rewrite the government's 2016 peace accord with former FARC rebels. He defeated leftist former guerrilla and ex-mayor of Bogotá, Gustavo Petro, 54-42% in Sunday's second and final round of voting. Petro supports the peace deal with FARC. He also campaigned on redistributing unused lands to poor farmers and turning the country away from fossil fuels and toward renewable energy. At least 3 people are dead, more than 200 others injured after a strong earthquake struck western Japan on Monday. A Turkish presidential candidate has made a campaign speech from jail. Selahattin Demirtas of the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party spoke on television from his cell in western Turkey. He said he was illegally jailed 20 months ago, not because of any crime, but because the Turkish government fears him. He warned against casting a ballot for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to prevent a one-man regime. And residents of Hawaii's Big Island are being warned to stay indoors and keep windows closed after another eruption early Sunday of the Kilauea volcano, generating a massive ash plume. Lava from the volcano, which began to erupt more than a month ago, has covered more than 2,400 hectares of land and destroyed 467 homes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with